Now, I want to thank you, first of all, Dr. Perry, because we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you for coming on, talking about skincare, letting us know about this great free offer. Nothing better than that.
And this great product.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Jonathan and Janice.
I'm going to give out a phone number one last time. Folks, hurry up and call for those free orders of Night Skin. Remember, in one bottle, you can have everything that you need to make your skin beautiful. Remember, it reduces wrinkles, it lightens brown pigmentation, it provides smoother, softer skin, and it's completely free. All you pay is a small charge for shipping and handling. That's how confident Dr. Perry and New Vitality are that you'll want to keep using Night Skin and stop wasting your money on expensive lotions packed with fillers. Here's a number to call for your free bottle. 1-800-675-5904. That's 1-800-675-5904. This is an offer for new customers only, and there is only one free bottle per household. That's it. So call quickly to secure your order. 1-800-675-5904. That's 1-800-675-5904. Thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of Your Health Matters. My name is Jonathan Greenhut.
And I'm Janice Marie. Have a happy and healthy day.
The American League Division Series on ESPN Radio. The Rangers steal two on the road and back the Rays into a corner.
Swinging a high drive to deep center. At the wall, it's gone!
Now facing elimination, can the Rays find a way to extend the series in Arlington? Or is Texas headed to the ALCS?
Michael Young with his first ever postseason hit.
Game 3, Rangers and Rays. Today at 3:30 on 103.3 FM ESPN. Mike and Mike in the Morning, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. You know us. We know sports. Hear every Rangers playoff game right here on your home for the Major League Baseball playoffs. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1, Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. A pair of impressive comebacks in both NLDS. Braves found themselves down 4-0 on the road, but fought back against the Giants. Alex Gonzalez tying two-run double in the eighth off Francisco closer Brian Wilson, who led the majors with 48 saves this season. The rally capped off by Rick Ankiel's home run off Ramon Martinez in the top of the 11th. The Braves beat manager Bruce Bochy's Giants 5-4, series tied 1-1.
Well, you have to. That's how you do it, because it's part of the game, and you know, they came back on us, and that's a tough loss, no getting around it, but you have to bounce back.
Braves closer Billy Wagner left in the 10th with an oblique injury. Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting Wagner will likely be replaced on the NLDS roster by Takashi Saito. Game 3 tomorrow in Atlanta. The other big rally, courtesy of the Phillies, down 4-0 at home. Philadelphia scored 7 unanswered runs. Brad Lidge converted his 11th straight save in their largest ever playoff comeback win. Phillies top the Reds 7-4. They're up 2-0 in that series.
Well, this is a very good team we're playing. You know, we don't want to give them anything. We don't want to go there 1-1. We need to make sure we take care of business at home. We've been doing a really good job of that last couple of years. This is obviously a different year, but we still have that same mentality. The fans here are incredible. And, going to Cincinnati 2-0 is exactly
Philadelphia's Brad Lidge. Cincinnati committed 4 errors and hit 3 batters. That game 3 is tomorrow. NHL, the excitement of opening night for the Thrashers turned into concern when Atlanta netminder Andre Pavlik collapsed on the ice about 2.5 minutes into the game. He regained consciousness at a hospital. Preliminary tests were negative. Thrashers did defeat the Capitals 4-2. Ryan Miller stopped 24 of the 25 shots he faced. Sabres topped the Senators 2-1. Red Wings shut out the Ducks 4-0. Mike Modano scored his first goal with Detroit. Louis Erickson scored 1:36 into overtime to lead the Stars by the Devils 4-3. College football, number 22 Oklahoma State rolled by Louisiana Lafayette 54-28, 351 yards passing, 5 TDs for Brandon Whedon. Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship continues tomorrow at Auto Club Speedway in California. Points leader Jimmy Johnson starts 8th. NFL, Saints won't have running back Pierre Thomas tomorrow against the Cardinals because of an injured left ankle.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriol, your host. Live in the studio today with Stephen Peters and Clarence Carter. Episode number 341. The first episode of our 10th season. Yeah, 10th season. Last week we celebrated our 9th anniversary. Yeah. Nobody noticed. Welcome to the show. If you are new to the show, thank you very much for tuning in. It's a sports medicine call-in show. Call in with your questions, comments. I will give you my best to fill in definitions. We also appreciate texts, 71755. Like Galloway, and this is probably the only commonality I have with Randy. I love the text toy. I love what you guys have to say. It makes the show interactive. It makes the show much more user-friendly, let's say. So if you have the ability to text, go ahead and text us your demographics, how old you are, what you do for a living, where you're listening from. Several people actually texted the demographics before we came on the air, and I am flattered by that. So, good morning, Clarence.
Morning, Doc.
I saw you put the bite in your mouth. That's why I turned it over to you. Can you not wait till the break?
I waited the whole way into work. What are you talking about? I was trying to, you know, make sure my food was hot and fresh, and then next thing I know, I wait for you to say good morning, and then you don't.
And then, I threw you off.
You set me up.
Keep you on your toes. Keep you on your toes. Phones are already going. 214-787-1033. Last week, I tried to sound smart and threw around the words absurd and perhaps a lot. I really feel that people who use the word absurd and people who use the word perhaps just sound smart. Whether they're smart or not is a whole other issue, but they just sound smart. So I'm going to do my best to sound smart today. Having said that, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about a surgery that I did. He's not medical. And I used a golf. What's the difference between an analogy and a metaphor?
An analogy is more of a... Well, an analogy
I'm a scientist, more like a
synopsis of something, and a what was the other one you said?
Metaphor.
A metaphor is to illustrate the point.
Okay, so, all right, so here's how this kind of came down. I just finished surgery, and one of the cases that I did was an ACL reconstruction, which is ACL surgery is pretty much. My bag. That's kind of what I do. And it was a procedure that went flawlessly. I mean, the end result is always good. It's always good. I've done enough ACLs now that the end result is always good. 99.9% of the time. But there are, I don't know, 150 steps when you do an ACL reconstruction. And every step, went smoothly in this particular case. Again, I'm stuck on this golf analogy, golf metaphor thing. So I was telling my friend, who is a big time golfer, but not anything medical. I said, the ACL went perfect today. And he said, well, what does that mean? Don't they all go perfect? I said, yeah, they all go perfect. But this one went more perfect than others. It's like being a scratch golfer. And then one day you shoot a 62. And he understood what I meant. Yeah, look, all surgeons kind of rate themselves on their results. And, you know, when you have a procedure that has a 95% success rate, I mean, you're particularly proud of your results. But what makes medicine such an inexact science, what makes medicine such an inexact science is even with 95% success rate, there's 5% that are not going to be successful for whatever reason. They get an infection. They don't quite get their strength. They don't quite get their psychology back. If if you understand what I'm saying, you know, even after they have their knee fixed, they're not quite confident enough to go out and play. And so 95% success rate in medicine is phenomenal. But there's still 5% that don't. And if I line up 100 people, all 100 of these people are going to have ACL reconstruction in the next 3 months with me. I can't tell you which ones are going to be in the 95% pile and which ones are going to be in the – you can't – that's the inexact aspect of it. So when a procedure goes perfectly well and you're a scratch golfer and you're a darn good golfer, you're a darn good surgeon, you're really good at what you do, when you have that one day and you go out and shoot a 62, I can't even imagine the guys that – shoot a 59, that everything was just clicking. So I was explaining that to him, and I used this golf metaphor slash analogy. And maybe somebody can text. Here it is. Analogy and metaphor are the same thing. Just in an analogy, use the word like or as.
Can I be more specific with this?
Yeah, you can be more specific.
Thank you. A metaphor is when you say X and Y is used to an. I mean, when X is Y such that Y
this is
very used.
Specific.
Yeah, I am really. You're off to a good start.
You have okay. Let me start all over. Metaphor is when you say X is Y such that Y is used to enhance the meaning of X. An analogy.
Are you reading this?
I am reading this, and I'm doing terrible at it. Not a good start for Steven Peters this morning. Analogy is when we say part of X resembles Y. So okay. Metaphor is enhancing, analogy is resembling between two objects.
And then somebody on the text just threw out simile.
They're all clustered together.
English was clearly my worst subject in school. Yes, I could get 100 in calculus. Yes, I can do really well in biochemistry, but simile, analogy, and metaphor, and perhaps an absurd, were not my strong suits. All right, we'll take your calls after this very short break. The phones are going crazy already. Hopefully, one of these people that's calling in is going to tell us whether my ACL golf thing was an analogy or a metaphor. 214-787-1033. This is Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
The American League Division Series on ESPN Radio. The Rangers steal two on the road and back the Rays into a corner.
Bringing a high drive to deep center. At the wall, it's gone!
Now facing elimination, can the Rays find a way to extend the series in Arlington? Or is Texas headed to the ALCS?
Michael Young with his first ever postseason hit.
Game 3, Rangers and Rays. Today at 3:30 on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Hey, honey, should we use our points from Chase Sapphire for a shopping trip or a getaway?
How about shopping for our getaway?
Presenting Chase Sapphire, the complete rewards card with points you can use for just about anything.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Miami.
I'd love to see Martha's Vineyard.
Let's meet in the middle in Myrtle Beach.
Done.
Use your points to book travel with no restrictions or blackout dates. Any flight, any hotel, anytime. Not planning travel? Use your points to get millions of merchandise reward options.
I'm going
to
pick up a new golf bag with my points.
You might want to pick up some lessons to go with it.
I can golf.
To apply today, call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio2. Get unlimited points that never expire and 10,000 points after first use. Where other rewards cards make promises, we deliver.
With so many things to do with our points, I can't decide.
You just leave it to me.
Okay.
Call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio2. Chase Sapphire. Chase what matters. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See chasesapphire.com/radio for pricing and rewards detail.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi. Welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Over 100,000 people are logging on to ESPNDallas.com every day to get the absolute latest about their favorite teams in DFW. If you're not one of them, then are you sure you know what the internet is? Make ESPNDallas.com an essential part of your sports day.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, which has very quickly degenerated into a college English 101. Actually, probably even high school English 101. I have to admit, again, the way we got on this subject was medically based. I was telling a friend of mine that I did an ACL reconstruction and went really well, and he said, well, don't they all go well? I said, yeah, but it was like shooting a 62 on the golf course. And I wanted to tell the story this morning, but I wanted to tell the story this morning about how surgical cases can, you know, go bang, bang, bang. Every step is just perfect, and it takes an hour 10 versus the same exact end result, but the case takes 4 hours. And I've actually heard about 4 hour ACL reconstructions, but we've very quickly degenerated into this metaphor or analogy. I asked a simple question to Clarence before we came on the air, and he didn't have the answer, so I thought I'd ask. And well, the phones are going crazy. So Clarence, which one do you want me to go to first? That's going to help me clear up the difference between analogy and metaphor. Let's go to Brian. Okay, hey Brian, you're up first, dude. What's up?
Okay, think of simile or analogy as similar. So it's like something. So all men are like dogs. Whereas a metaphor is they just plain are, as in all men are dogs.
Okay. All right.
So it's one of their comparative comments. One is using like or as is it's like something else, so it's a similar thing. Versus the other one is they just are.
Okay, so my story, it was like shooting a 62 on the golf course. That would be an analogy?
Right, it's a simile. It's similar. The surgery is like a golfer doing their thing. So
perfect.
That's a simile, and it's using like or as, so they're similar. Whereas metaphor would be saying, like, you are a golfer who's a scratch golfer.
All right, perfect. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
All right. So, okay, let's see what Kevin's take is. Hey, Kevin, good morning. You believe it or not, you're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, a listener emailed me that my incorrect use of the word preventative was offending some of my intelligent listeners. Obviously, you're one of our intelligent listeners and you're calling in to help me figure this part out. What is it?
All right. Well, the guy was pretty much correct. You're going to use a simile when you use the word like it, like or as.
Are you guys, are you both using simile in your description? Because somebody else threw that out.
Well, because you asked about simile and metaphor and analogy, so I'm going to give you all three.
Okay. Are they all in the same genre?
Well, they kind of are, yes. So simile is using like or as, like he has eyes like a hawk.
Okay.
The metaphor is exactly what he said. It's you're saying something is. Man, that guy's a beast.
Okay, okay.
And analogy is talking about relationships. So you can compare things by relationship, which is what you were using.
All right.
And your analogy was correct. So if I'm talking about a boat, a captain. A captain is to a boat as a pilot is to an airplane. You're saying that surgery went like a golfer shooting a 62. So that's a correct analogy.
Great explanation. I'll probably never forget that. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's all good. Glad to hear you. Glad to be on. I love listening to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Keep listening. Thanks. We're gonna get to sports medicine, I promise you.
Right.
All right.
I'm so glad we cleared that up. I can live the rest of my life now knowing exactly what a simile is, a metaphor is, and an analogy is.
You know, I took the ACT way back in the dark ages, and I didn't do really well on the English segment of the ACT.
And I like to think that I have a fairly decent grasp of the English language. Mm-hmm. However, it's just the way I use it. I can't necessarily tell you all the verbs or a helping verb or adjective. And by the way, adjectives just give me the blues. But anyway, let's move forward. Let's move forward because we actually have callers.
We
have
do,
a Mike
we
in
do.
Siegelville. We have Kevin in Fort Worth. And they have a lot of good questions, not to mention the text toy.
Well, the text has been going crazy. I mean, absolutely going crazy. And I love it. 71755. This is Inside Sports Medicine. And we are going to, in fact, let's just do it right now. Hey, Mike. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. What you got?
Hey, Doc, it's Mike. How you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Back in early March, I was playing basketball, and I tore my ACL and MCL.
Okay.
So I had reconstructive surgery in July. So here, 3 months later, I visited my doctor, and he gives me an A with how it turned out. So I asked him about, wearing a knee brace, and he was like, you know what? You don't need it. That's not going to help you prevent another injury. So I just want to get your opinion and your take on a knee brace after reconstructive surgery.
That's a great question. I love that question. I get that in my office every single day. You're a little staticky, so I'm going to hang up with you. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. So ACL reconstruction. Great question. Absolutely great question. About 80% of my patients after I do an ACL reconstruction do not get a brace for sports. Now, we've all seen these braces. If you're my generation, the bracing for unstable knees started with Joe Namath, who was a quarterback for the Jets, kind of a Broadway Joe, and he blew out his knee, and it really we did not have a good way to fix it way back then. So they made this incredible gizmo, a brace that they put on his knee, and it was metal and it was plastic and it had a lot of wrap to it, and it was meant to stabilize his knee, but what it ultimately did is it kept him from moving. I mean, it was so bulky and so big. Well, those braces started for people who did not have an ACL. So once you tore your ACL, again, back then we didn't fix them, or we were not very good at fixing them. So you had an unstable knee. So an industry was started to provide external stability to a loose knee. Well, fast forward, 80s, 90s, ACL reconstruction surgery really comes around, and the results just shoot through the roof. The national results for ACL reconstruction now are in the mid-90 in terms of success rate, so 95% success rate across the country. And And part of the reason why this surgery does so well is because you are actually using a structure to replace the ACL that is stronger than the original ACL. And with arthroscopic technique, you can put this ligament exactly where the old ligament used to be, and therefore the results are great. And we've got great physical therapy. And by the way, we're kind of going backwards on the physical therapy part simply because insurance is getting a little stingy about paying for it. And so people are not getting as much physical therapy after reconstruction as they used to. And I think that's a bad thing. So going back to the original question, we're putting in a really strong ligament, and the braces at their best are only about 75% effective. Now, I said 80% of my patients don't get a brace. Of course, I'll offer it to them, but 80% of my ACL reconstruction patients don't get a brace, but 20% do. The 20% that get a brace are the ones that are involved in collision sports. I put almost all my football players and rugby players in post-op braces, just because post-ACL braces, because it is a very vigorous and dangerous sport. Another segment of the 20% are those who are involved in sports and they want to come back early, or those who want to come back, you know, or are coming back a little late. For example, so it's a year out from ACL reconstruction, your leg is still weak, I'll probably put you in a brace for protection. And then the last segment are people who need it just mentally. You know what, doc, I blew out my knee skiing, I'm not hitting the slopes unless I have a brace. Now, I think that your doctor who told you that the brace doesn't help you was probably incorrect. I think it does help, but it's not sure. It's not 100%. It's not a guarantee. Just because you were wearing an ACL brace does not mean you're not going to blow your knee out again. So he's kind of right, but not necessarily accurate. Gosh, I went a long way on that one. All right, let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
great.
I love
the show. Long-time listener.
Thank you. What you got?
For about a year and a half now, I played football in college, and for about a year and a half now, I've had some pain in my elbow. It happens just like when your arm is up all the way, kind of like in a flex position,
okay.
And then when you stretch it back out, I have like sharp pains in my elbow. Just trying to see if you were familiar with anything that sounded like that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah. Yes, I am. It kind of sounds like bone chips. And sometimes baseball players, old football players, especially if there was an injury, you get debris in the joint. And when you get debris in the joint, you get that sharp catching, almost locking sensation. And it happens in elbows, not infrequently. So if I was you, Kev, I'd probably get that checked out. Maybe an X-ray will show you whether it's there or not. And that would be a really good way to go. All right, we got to go to a break. 214-787-1033. Got a couple of lines open. Also on the text, I'm going to answer this question before we go on break real quick. Dear doctor, good morning. Can total knee replacement be performed again after its normal service life of 10, 15, or 20 years? Yes, it can. It's actually called revision knee replacement. And we're getting much better at that now because there are a lot of people that have passed that 15, 20-year mark. So you can always text your questions in, 71755. This is Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN, our mission, to serve sports fans wherever sports are watched, listened to, discussed, debated, read about, or played. Your mission? Tune in. Log in. Join in. 103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com. Are you in?
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Are you a woman with noticeable brown spots, age spots, liver spots, or uneven tones on your skin? If you answered yes, you're entitled to a free 30-day supply of Dr. Perry's Night Skin. Dr. Arthur Perry is a Harvard-trained plastic surgeon, and his night skin cream was made with ingredients that fade the look of ugly brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Your area has been selected to try a free 30-day supply of night skin. This amazing free giveaway is only available while supplies last, so don't wait. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. To find out how you can try a free 30-day supply of night skin for just shipping and handling, call 1-800-873-7103. That's 800-873-7103. This free offer won't last long, so call now. Call 1-800-873-7103. That's 800-873-7103.
Football is more than a sport. It's a way of life. Whether my team is a 7-point favorite or a 3-point underdog, I do my research so that I know what's on the line and know what needs to be done on the field. Wins are good. Covers are better. And the best part is, I get to do it all over again next week. It's football. It's Bodog. It's my life. Bodog.net. Be a player.
Your source for sports, fantasy contests, and free poker. Bodog.net.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. It's going to be a busy day out in Arlington today. That's next in 60 seconds on SportsCenter.
We would like to announce something new from Coors Light, and it's called the new Silver Bullet Pint. It's aluminum. It's a 16-ouncer. It's gonna blow your mind.
The new Silver Bullet Aluminum Pint from Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWhinney's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWhinney's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas HondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
MLB playoffs continue today with a doubleheader, and it begins with the Rangers Game 3 against the Rays. Texas can sweep the series and win their first postseason series in team history. David Murphy says winning in front of the fans would be the best part of today if that happens.
Doing it regardless was awesome, but just doing it in front of the home crowd just adds another element that we can just give the fans just a special treat for being so good to us all year long.
Murphy also says he's ready to play in today's game if he's needed after missing the first two games of the series. Texas will send out Kobe Lewis opposite Matt Garza. First pitch from the ballpark is at 4:07. Coverage begins here at 2:30 with Ian Fitzsimmons and Ben Rogers with the Rangers pregame show. Fans going to the game know that the parking lot's open in about 25 minutes, so you can begin your tailgating early this morning. To the NBA, Mavs coach Rick Carlisle says he's fine after fainting in practice and was taken to the hospital on Friday. Mavs and Suns play tonight. That can be heard on KAAM beginning at 8 p.m. tonight. To college football, number 22, Oklahoma State rolls past Louisiana Lafayette 54-28. Today at the Cotton Bowl, Baylor and Texas Tech face off in Big 12 play. Coverage of that game begins here at 10:45. And at Cowboy Stadium, number 11, Arkansas takes on Texas A&M beginning at 2:30. So a reminder, there's going to be a lot of traffic out there in Arlington. And hockey, Stars winger Louis Erickson scored twice as the Stars get past New Jersey 4-3 in overtime. And Mike Madonna scores in his Red Wings debut as Detroit wins 4-0. Join Galloway and Company next Monday for a live broadcast of Football Firing Line at Applebee's in Louisville. Join Randy, Ian, and their special guests as they break down Sunday's game versus the Titans. While you're there, win free swag and enjoy food and drink specials. Details at ESPNDallas.com/radio.
All new 2011 Hondas. All remaining 2010s. All out rollout savings you can't miss. Right now at your North Texas Honda dealers.
Bandwagon, diehard, fair weather, lifelong. It doesn't matter what kind of fan you are. Get your Rangers coverage right here. 103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com.
Walking down Main Street, maybe just an holiday.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
Sunshine, I'm on a cloud of hay.
It's a local band, the Ray Johnston Band.
Girl, then you turned around.
Great CD. I think it's called Sweet Tooth. I can just listen to that song for the rest of the show. All right, welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Live in the studio, Stephen Peters, Clarence Carter. Answering your sports medicine questions and texts as well. If you have the ability to text and you're willing, go ahead and text us your demographics, how old you are, where you're listening from, what you do for a living. Security guard, physical therapy student, cop, banker. I'm always amazed by the variety of people who listen to the show, and I'm very flattered. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you get some good information every time you listen. We talked a little bit earlier about ACL reconstructions and bracing and what have you, and many of you have comments about pros and cons of wearing braces. I did want to clear this up because especially when we talk about bracing for ankles, I don't really see it in my practice where people get dependent on a brace. Now, I can see that you psychologically may feel more comfortable going skiing in a brace after you blew your knee out skiing. I can see that, but that's not a physical dependence. I hear incorrectly from some coaches and trainers, personal trainers, that, oh, you don't want to wear ankle braces because they'll weaken your ankles. No, I don't see that. I don't think that really happens. When you think about it, you're wearing an ankle brace for an activity that may last an hour or two, but the other 22 hours of the day, you're not wearing any braces, and it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So almost all of our, in fact, there's not almost, all of our players with the Mavericks are either taped or braced in terms of ankles to decrease the severity of an ankle sprain should it occur. All right, with that being said, 214-787-1033, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Soriel, thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. What you got?
Hey, I'm in the mid-40s, and I've stayed in shape pretty well, I think, all my life. And when I run, it happens about two or three times a year. There's, I don't know if it's my soleus or my gastroc, but it's in between those muscles. It would just all of a sudden just tighten up and just shut me down for about a week or 2 weeks. I don't know if it's tendonitis, bursitis, or a muscle strain, but just all of a sudden, and it just happens sporadically, it'll just come and go, and I'm just not sure what that is.
Now, when you say come and go, are we talking about last for a few minutes or last for a few weeks?
Well, let me clarify. It will last for anywhere from a week to even 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, calf injuries and runners are relatively common, and I take them pretty seriously because stress fractures can show up as calf pain. In fact, that's typically, you know, someone comes in and says, oh, I've got shin splints. Well, if you're a runner and if you're a long-distance runner and if you run on the street, especially if you run in those silly shoes that look like feet, then there's a very high and significant risk of stress fracture. So, if I'm stumbling here because I got five different things I want to say all at the same time. If it's a calf strain, it could very well be muscular, just like you said, whether it's the soleus or the gastroc, and it could signify something as simple as, well, you're not stretching enough, or you're not drinking enough water, or you're not getting in enough, minerals and hydration, or it could be something called exertional compartment syndrome, which seems to come and go, or it could be a stress fracture. So I never really want to blow these things off. I think it's probably a good idea, since this happens to you regularly, to get it checked out. My gut is that it's probably going to be a strain or an exertional compartment syndrome. That's my gut. Now, it's very difficult to diagnose the latter, simply because we don't have a real good test for it. It has to be a good history. And the deep compartment, exertional compartment syndrome is darn near impossible to accurately diagnose. I don't know if that helped you.
No, it does. And how would you treat that during the times that it is hurt? Just ice? And,
yeah. Well, icing, stretching, I'm kind of on the fence about over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, but icing, stretching. The key here that I want to leave you with, if this is bad enough that you're limping, don't go run. Don't go run, because number one, you can make it worse. Number two, you're going to hurt something else.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's bad enough that you're limping for that week or 2 weeks, or you got to back off running and you got to find something else to do.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much, doctor.
You're very welcome. Yeah, runners on calf injuries, very, very difficult, very difficult. Somebody on the text was asking what was the name of that local band, the Ray Johnston Band, I've seen them play a couple of times, and I just love their music and their style. So let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, Doc, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I just started listening a few weeks ago, and I thought I'd call it. I'm a tennis coach, a pro in the area, in the Grapevine area.
And okay.
I seem to be having some issues. I've had it for a few months now with my left foot, and everybody, I haven't gone to a doctor. Oh, it's plantar fasciitis, but it seems to be really, really in the back of my heel.
Ah.
It's extremely painful.
Okay.
And I've iced, I've done a few different things, and nothing seems to really get rid of it.
Well, I think the very first step is an accurate diagnosis. And, you know, I said it a few minutes ago that often runners will come in with what they think is shin splints. Anything that happens between the knee and the ankle, people just call shin splints. Well,
yeah.
No, that's not the case. Well, I hear the same type of thing with plantar fasciitis, in that anything that happens on your foot is plantar fasciitis. Well, that's not actually the case. Plantar fasciitis is a very discrete injury with a very discrete anatomical location. If your pain is somewhere other than that location, then you got the wrong diagnosis. So when you're telling me that it's in the back part of the heel, that's probably not plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is under the heel, a little bit off midline towards the big toe, about a quarter of the way down your foot. Well, that was hard to do on radio. But that is plantar fasciitis. Anything that is not in that one 25-cent piece area is probably not plantar fasciitis. So the first step for you, no pun intended, is to get an accurate diagnosis. And gotcha. And if it doesn't sound, I mean, it just doesn't sound like that to me. Now, what could it be? There's bursitis back there. There's this thing called heel pad syndrome, which aging athletes get because they lose the cushion under their calcaneus and they develop pain. And it's not necessarily plantar fasciitis, and it's something that can be treated with some external cushion. Get an accurate diagnosis, Chris. Go get another one, another opinion.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Good luck. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. When we come back, 214-787-1033 or 71755 for text questions.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
Great pitching does great things. Great pitching has made the Rangers look great. Historically great through two games. I said it's only two. A best of five. One more win is needed, but Rangers win, Rangers win. Up 2-0 in the series, going for the sweep Saturday back here in Arlington. Rangers pitching has given up one run in 18 innings under that dome. Again, under a dome, this double dominance that we've seen the last 2 days, where Tampa Bay, well, they've been a monster under that cheap, cheap dome. Because it's true, you got to say it, even though the series is not over, the Rays look feeble.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN. ESPNDallas.com.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
In the time you've been listening to this radio commercial, 6 gallons of water have been wasted, the same amount you could save just by turning off the faucet while brushing your teeth. Twice that now, 12 gallons of water have gone right down the drain, the amount you can save by cutting just 5 minutes off your shower. That's 25 gallons now wasted. The amount of water you could save just by watering your lawn early or late, not during the heat of the day. And we need 2 more hours of this commercial to show you the 7,000 gallons a year you could be losing to leaky pipes and faucets. Make water saving part of your daily routine. Otherwise, it's not going to be around forever. Learn more at wateriq.org. This message sponsored by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
On a dirt road with my dad,
log on to ESPNDallas.com every day for the latest in DFW sports news. From box scores and breaking news to the daily Dallas Sports Center video, ESPNDallas.com is your new homepage for sports in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, it's home sweet home, where the Crimson Tide plays football.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. What was that?
I didn't realize it was going to be someone talking over the song. I'm sorry. I'm just looking on YouTube for Ray Johnston Band songs.
Oh.
So YouTube is supposed to be Road Diaries. And
YouTube is an amazing Amazing website, isn't it?
For all its glory. Yes.
Well, yeah, that was the Ray Johnston Band. That's the music that we were playing, local band. So we're getting a lot of text questions, as we typically do, and I try to get to all of them, but sometimes I don't. This is Inside Sports Medicine. I'm Dr. T.O. Sorrell. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters over there. One of the text questions, which is it's a great question. Can you go into greater detail about the five-finger shoes, the barefoot-looking ones? Yeah, we actually devoted a couple of segments on this in the past, and one of my partners, Dr. Manning, who is an Ironman athlete, did a piece for Channel 8 on those types of shoes. I personally do not feel that it is good technology for long-distance runners. I don't believe that they provide support. Whether the toes are individually wrapped or not, I don't think it really matters. The running shoe industry is a bazillion-dollar industry, and much of what it's about is cushion and support. And I am not necessarily sure that these five-finger shoes do either one. I'm not sure that they give you much cushion. I'm not sure they give you much support. Now, they may look really cool, and they may be fine if you're going to walk around the house or lay on the couch. And they actually may be fine if you're just going to run a mile or two. But I think if you're going to do long-distance serious running, the concept is flawed. And we're seeing quite a few injuries as a result, from foot injuries to stress fractures. It's just, you know, there's a reason why the running industry is a bazillion-dollar industry, because the technology has just advanced. This, to me, seems like a throwback in the wrong direction.
To me, it looks like, and I've seen a couple pair in person, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at another pair online right now. It's not an expensive shoe. $85 for a running shoe is, or any type of shoe for the most part, to me is reasonable, considering mm-hmm. there are shoes, running shoes out there that cost $150.
Right.
But those are your top-end shoe. This shoe kind of reminds me of something that I would want to use if I was a rock climber, where you have some dexterity with your toes maybe,
yeah,
and
yeah.
there's some grip there. Or if maybe you're, I was going to say triathlete, but there's a lot of running involved there. But it just seems like something that you would want to be able to do, getting in and out of the water the way this particular shoe is made. There's mesh at the top. Looks like it allows a lot of flexibility in the foot.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And I think that's the problem. It does not give you either support or cushion. And I think this is going to be a marketing gimmick that is going to sell, you know, $100 million worth of shoes, but 5 years from now, we're going to look back and say, gosh, that was not a good idea.
Now, is this something you could wear this shoe and then go run some errands? I mean, you can go to the grocery store. You can go pick up your dry cleaning.
You know,
seriously, you're saying it's something you wear in the house. How many people really wear shoes in the house? I know that's one of the first things I do when I get home is take off my shoes.
I'm an orthopedist, and I do sports injuries, and I do sports medicine. And this is a concept that just makes no sense to me. It absolutely makes no sense to me. So I don't know how much clearer I can get on this. And I don't have science behind it, because I'm not sure that they have science behind theirs either.
They had to have put in some type of research to even produce to make the product.
How long has Jason Kidd been in the league?
Forever.
Okay, well, I know. When he came to Dallas as a rookie, he was one of the first to be able to command his own shoe. So Nike made a shoe just for Jason Kidd. And it was really kind of a cool-looking shoe.
I had that shoe.
Okay. Well, the heel, where the cushion was, looked like a series of golf balls. So the heel was very rounded, and it looked like three or four golf balls around the heel. In one half of the game, the first game he wore them, he rolled his ankle about four or five times because the round heel gave no support. It gave tremendous cushion, but when you went to cut, the ball rolled and he rolled his ankle. At halftime, he had to come out of those shoes and go back to traditional shoes. So the design people, the art people, thought that this was really a cool shoe. The function people never really caught up with them. So it was not a good stable basketball shoe. And I think that this is kind of the same thing with these five-fingered shoes, is that the artists, the people that came up with it, thought it was a real good idea, but I'm not sure that the science part came back. Okay,
well,
so
I'm considering going and picking up a pair, at least try a pair on. Because they do.
They're cool looking. I have to tell you, they're cool. Really cool.
They look comfortable. I was trying to think. I think I was in the Cowboys locker room. I can't remember who was wearing the shoe, but it was some. I can't remember who it was now, but somebody had the shoe on, and I thought, man, that looks comfortable. It was my first time seeing it in person. I'd only seen pictures and heard and read stories about it, so it looks very comfortable.
Here's somebody on the text said they were made for earth running. The idea that soil will conform to your foot. Yeah, but most of us on the Katy Trail are running on cement.
I was going to say, how many people run on grass for extended periods of time?
I think this.
Unless you're running back and forth down like a football field where you're just kind of doing lines almost, then maybe you can do that and get away with it.
Well, but again, the I don't know why. I don't know why you got me to do this.
Because it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people over the last, I would say, 6 months have either text or called to ask about this particular shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have some calls to get to, but this is just a personal question. What do you think about Crocs? Because some people say that some people say, oh, well, Crocs are, they're comfortable, but you know, it's like a glorified house shoe.
You should have heard me last week. Last week I said adults should not be wearing Crocs. You know, if you're 6 years old and you want to wear pink and neon green ones, sure. But if you're 30, if you're older than 12, you shouldn't be wearing Crocs.
Well, but that's who they make them for. They make them for the adults. They just started making kids after the fact.
There are so many facts. Like, again, I'm an orthopedist, and I do knees and ACLs and shoulders and elbows, and I am not really qualified to say all this. I'm not qualified to be a shoe expert, nor has anyone ever asked me to be a shoe expert. But I do get questions, and what I have learned over the years is that the shoe business, there are so many factors that go into it. So many factors: cushion, support, fit, style, design, color. And there is no such thing as a perfect shoe, because everybody's feet are different and everybody requires different parameters of their shoes. So if you're a recreational runner, you need a little different shoe than Jason Kidd. If you are, even within basketball, even within a sport, a guard who does a lot of cutting needs a different shoe than a center who only just goes up and down in court. So there are variations on shoes within a sport. So you can't really make any kind of great big generalities about what shoe is best for me, or it all depends on what you want to do. So make a long story short, there's a lot of gray in the areas of athletic shoes.
I'm glad you said that, because the shoe I'm looking at is gray, actually. So that actually helps me to feel better about the possibility of purchasing the five-finger shoe.
That was very intelligent. That was very intelligent, Clarence. You know, at the end of the day, I really think this. At the end of the day, people buy shoes because they think they look good.
No doubt.
It doesn't matter what the function is. It doesn't matter what the cushion is. It doesn't even matter what the fit is. Look at women in their shoes. When people buy athletic shoes, it is to a great degree based on what they look like.
The pair of shoes I wear the most are All-Star Chuck Taylors. Low cut, all mm-hmm. black, zero support, zero cushion.
Yeah.
But that is the shoe that I wear probably 80% out of the week.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And then when I wanted to get a running shoe, I went to whatever the shoe store was, and I couldn't help but look at what caught my eye. And so finally, the shoe I ended up picking up was at the bottom in a corner. It was also more expensive than some of the other shoes, because I needed a good, solid running shoe that was durable and had all the things I needed. But it was not up at the top. It wasn't at the front when you walk in. It was off in a corner somewhere.
I'm going to leave you with this, because we need to go on break. There are so many factors that go into shoes. So many factors. And there's just not one, earth shoe is what you need. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
Great pitching does great things. Great pitching has made the Rangers look great. Historically great through two games. I said it's only two. A best of five. One more win is needed, but Rangers win, Rangers win. Up 2-0 in the series, going for the sweep Saturday back here in Arlington. Rangers pitching has got...